Hello, everyone, and welcome to part two of Chatterbox. I'm John Francis, and as usual, I'm joined by Marianne Penn. We have more news items, information desk, and another feature.
Hello, everyone. We start part two with information desk, and today there are seven items. Thank you, Mr. Alan Brownlee, for your comments on the Chris Skinner and the Mardler pieces. And also thank you, Mrs. Diana Goodson, for the used stamps. We will add them to Vision Norfolk's collection.
And now we have the forthcoming events from Vision Norfolk, which are held at the Bradbury Activity Centre, Beckham Place, Norwich, NR33DZ. And for further information or to book an event, contact Mark or Helen on 01603 573000 extension 341 or email mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk.
Choir sessions. Do you love music? Ever wanted to sing in a choir and discover the joy of singing together? Then come along to Vision Norfolk's choir sessions. No prior singing experience needed. This is your chance to explore your voice, meet new people, and be part of something joyful. The next session will be on Monday, June the 22nd, 10:30 to 12 noon.
Now, here's an exciting one. Do you fancy a flying experience? Then come and enjoy a 20-minute flight in a light aircraft with a pilot on Wednesday the 24th of June. Transport will be leaving from the Bradbury Activity Centre at 9:30, returning at around 3 p.m. You can bring a packed lunch, but refreshments will be provided. To book your place, please call Mark and Helen, but also note that this is weather-dependent. If it's too wet and windy, no flights can take place. Obviously, flights are limited and names will be selected at random.
Come join us for an open-top bus tour of Norwich on Wednesday the 1st of July at 10 a.m. Join us on the Norwich open-top sightseers bus for a 50-minute historic tour around Norwich, a scenic circular hop-on, hop-off tour taking in landmarks like Norwich Cathedral, Norwich Castle, Bishop Bridge and the Quayside. An audio commentary is available, giving lots of information on the famous sites of Norwich. Please meet at the main entrance to the Castle Quarter Shopping Centre in Castle Meadow at 9:45, ready for 10 o'clock bus. To book, please call Helen or Mark by the 22nd of June.
And just to round this off, here are Vision Norfolk's contact details again, in case you missed them. You can ring Mark or Helen on 01603 573000, extension 341, or email mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk.
And now for this week's care tip. Care needs assessments how to approach them. If you or someone you care for may need support, you can request a care needs assessment from social services. It does not matter whether care would be a council-funded or privately paid. If you ask for an assessment, social services have a legal duty to carry one out. Preparing properly can help ensure the right level of support is identified. Before the assessment, gather any helpful documents such as hospital discharge summaries, medication lists, reports from professionals such as GPs, occupational therapists, physiotherapists, or other specialists. It can also help to keep a simple diary showing where difficulties arise, for example, preparing meals, personal care, mobility around the home, taking medication, and forgetting important tasks or appointments.
Have a think about what support could make daily life safer, easier and more manageable. A care assessment is not just about answering questions, you can ask questions too. For example, how will care be provided? Can I choose my care provider? Can I receive direct payments so that I can arrange my own care? What costs are involved and is financial help available? Can I have a copy of my assessment? How often will my care needs be reviewed and what happens if my health suddenly changes. One of the most important things is to be honest about your struggles. A lot of people say, oh, I can manage that, even when they're finding things difficult. Being truthful helps ensure the right support is put in place to maintain safety, independence, and well-being. Now, for more detailed guidance, Age UK provide an excellent online fact sheet called Care Needs Assessment Guide, which explains the assessment process, eligibility, and what support may be available. Go to www.ageuk.org.uk and then to Information and Advice. Or you can ring their advice line on 0800 678 1602. And that's open from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m.